Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and my guest via the telephone today is Brad Finstead. He is the executive director, the president of the center, and welcome to the program today, Brad.
Well, good morning.
So last week, Marnie Werner and myself did a little reflecting on 2008, and so I thought it might be appropriate today to do a look forward and think about 2009. And, you know, we have some very, very big challenges ahead. The legislature is wrestling with about $5 billion budget hole, and, you know, some other things they're wrestling with. I'm just wondering if we could maybe find some bright spots in the clouds. Anything that you can think of?
Well, I think there's tons of opportunity. I mean, the great thing about Minnesota is when faced with challenges and when faced with some tough issues and some tough problems, we always seem to prevail one way or another. There's a lot of bright spots out there, though. We look at the ag economy in rural Minnesota. We've had a couple strong years. The prices have taken a dip as of late, but it looks like the balance sheets seem to be pretty well on the farm right now. So that's a bright spot in this economy, and in this next legislative session, there'll be some challenges with a $5 billion deficit. But I think what we can hope for and count on is legislators from all parts of the state coming together to really be creative and really re-engage citizens in their government. There's a lot of examples of good things that can come out of tough economic times, whether it be, looking at the way schools are run. The governor has just announced some proposals that, get school districts to start thinking more globally and less locally. And it's going to be issues like that come out of this, things that we've never even thought of because, quite frankly, we haven't been pushed to the wall and forced to think of it.
Sure. You know, it also occurs to me, Brad, that there might be some opportunities there in the economy of today for people to start thinking entrepreneurially.
Well, I think that's probably going to be one of the brightest things that come out of these tough times is, I think from an economic development standpoint, the Christmas tree with large manufacturers that are going to come into town and swoop in with 100 jobs is over. I think what you're going to see, though, is that entrepreneurial spirit in Minnesota, where you have the small and mid-sized businesses that are going to, be a little bit more creative, think of different things to expand their business to create a better bottom line. That can add jobs. I think you're going to see, private citizens be, more encouraged to, take that business idea out there and work with the different state agencies and see if there's a way to develop it into a structure or into a business. I think you'll see a lot more creativeness that way, and which will be great for Minnesota. The best way to do economic development as a whole is one job at a time.
Brad, I want to thank you so much for joining us today, and best wishes to you in the new year.
Yep, thank you.
You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. We'll catch you next week.